friends, we are continuing the previous shiur, and we saw a Rashi. Rashi says that the get that was written b'ksav yado shel abal that we were machshir k'sav yado kemei edim dami. This Rashi on peivav amid aleph v'lo kerbeliezer sirule dami edim asira karsel kem k'sav yado v'kosav v'nasan karina be v'afugav lek edim asira kashim daraisa. It's kashim daraisa because we follow Rabbi Meir, and the ksav yad of the Baal is like me edim, and then we wondered what's going on over here. Ein davar sheir b'pachas mishnayim. How are you going to deal with that problem? So the Ritva and Kedushin writes as follows: Linyan shtar kedushin shu b'ksav yadoi bilvad. What about a shtar kedushin that's just b'ksav yadoi? Ikaman di amar deloy mahani klal damechayv lacharini. Some say that it doesn't help to write a shtar kedushin just with your ksav yad and no edim, because you're mechayv lacharini, because other people are disadvantaged when you take this woman, and ein davar sheir b'pachas mishnayim. Now, where's the two? Uvigidin de mahani l'din Torah hainu mishim lo mechayv lacharini. Gidin is effective because you're not disadvantaging anybody when you free this woman from the marriage. Or, because it says in the pasuk of law, mashma, even he himself wrote the get. Aval Rebbe Neira Yorvi Yizrach Omer B'Shem Rabbi D'Ksav Yodoi K'me'edim Domi. But my Rebbe said in the name of his Rebbe that K'sav Yodo is like 100 edim. Mishum Hachi Kosher Get M'Doi Raisa. K'sav Yodo is like 100 witnesses, and therefore the get is kosher midor raisa. Even though ein davar shever b'pachas mishnayim, okay, the kosher Rashi begitten peivav. So he says, even though it's ein davar shever b'pachas mishnayim, still it's kosher b'ksav yado. Kevin okay, the kain or the end of mahani l'shtar kedushin, it also works for shtar kedushin. The isku shahadodi, there's a hekesh between the two. Uminogam rinan l'shtar kedushin, and from there we learn shtar kedushin just like shtar gitten. Arbit git on edim, it works well. If I said that correct, I'm working on my Latin. How's my Latin, fans? A shtar gitten works without edim, just with ksav yado shel abal. So to shtar kedushin, arbit azoy. Ad kan divrei haritva. Now says Rav Gishtadner, that the Ritva says that get ksav yado works because you're not mechayv lacharini. That was the Ritva's own for it. Is difficult because it says in Tosfos and Gittin, Dibar Maskel de Kaima, that get is also a Chav Lacharini. What's the Chav Lacharini? You're asking this Maidel to marry a coin. If it's a good get, she can't marry a coin. So it is Chav Lacharini. So Bedas HaRitva would appear that we could say that Dafka Kedushin is Chav Lacharini because Kroivoisa Nasru Boiva Kroivov Nasar in Baal, like Rashi says in Kedushin 65 Bein Sham. So there's a mutual prohibition of kroivim. The Ran writes by kedushin, it's mechav lachrini because you're answering her akule alman the ganseveld, and that's a new iser that's caused by the kedushin. That without the kedushin, she'd be muteris bekrovav muteris laalma, and therefore it's considered chav lachrina. But that she's usher to a kohen, that iser isn't caused by the get. Because even without the get, she'd be usher not only to a kohen, she'd be usher on everybody. So the get wasn't mechadesh any new iser. Because if we don't believe the husband about the get, if we don't accept this get, so she is asur lekulei alma. V'adarabba, al yidei get, she becomes mutter to most people except for the kohen. That's not chav lachrini. In Kedushin, it says Chav Lachrini only applies to Kedushin. It doesn't apply to a get. And Taka the Yad HaMelech in Gerushin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, doesn't understand Tosfos. He says, what's Tosfos talking about? that Gerushin is Chav Lachrini? Why is Gerushin Chav Lachrini Dasa LaKohen? He's making her mutter to the whole world, except for Kohanim. Anyway, she's usher to the Kohen. And so wondered Rabbi Yoav Yehoshua Weingarten, the Kinsker Rav, in the first volume of the Chelkas Yoav, in Eben Ezer Simen Vav. Ube'emes, we have to understand what Tosfos says, that get is Chav LaAchrini because usher LaKohen. Why did they say, like it says in Gittin 11b, that if you say Tain get zeli ishti, yochol lachzer boy, why? If you give a shliach the get, why? The ain chav in ladam ela befanav. The get choiv hu leisha shemafsid la mizonoteha. Get is a chov for the woman because you're causing her to lose her mizonos. That's the chov. Ain chov in ladam ela b'fanav. The chov is she's losing her food. She's losing her support. So Tosfos said, get is chov la'achrini because ma'asid la'mizoni. L'chor, we could say that the husband, we would accept the husband's handwriting on the get because hodas ba'al din k'me'edim dami. And we don't say it's chav la'achrini for being mafsid her mizonos because it's biyado. He can also be mafsid her mizonos now. He could be magarish or baal korachan lafsidah me'achshav. Therefore, we don't say that it's chav la'achrini. It's as if he's disadvantaging her now. It's biyado to be megarisher. Therefore, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, where it's chav la'achrini, you need eidim. But here, you don't need eidim. Because it's not really chav la'achrini, because biyado, we can do it now. But that's not true. Because then what it tells to say that gets chav la'achrini because asur la'kohen? You could say the same svar. Get is biyado shel abal, and even now it could be megarisher and asur to a kohen. And tak it says in chidush eritva and kedushin that be'emes when you could be chav la'achrini bal korcho, he's neman b'migo, since he could do it anyway. So now he's also believed, we also accept this. We would also accept what he says if he could do it Baal Korchan, because it's biyado. So maybe we can say that the Rashba says in Gittin, Ayin Heyam at Aleph. Rashba says, why don't we learn that Nesina Shmei Baal Korcho Shmei Nesina from Get? He says V'nasan Biyada, and a woman is Misgareshes Baal Korcho. So therefore you see that Nesina Baal Korcho is called Nesina. And for the Rashba, it's not called Nesina Baal Korcho unless through the Nesina the makabel is losing something that's his. But get isha shena bal koni la'isha, the man isn't acquired to the woman. The woman has a shibud on the bay on her bal when she's married to him. But a man is not konui to the woman. So when he's coming to be misalik his shibud, if you say they can only be misalik at midas ha'isha, Nimtza she'ata mechayev es shelo al korcho v'al techayveyu. It emerges that you're mechayev him al korcho And don't be mechayev him. How can you mechayev this person to keep being married to this woman and stay with her? What's Nesina Baal Korcho? Nesina Baal Korcho is when you're losing something, the Makabal is losing something that's his. But is a woman losing something that's hers? Does she own this man? No. So since she doesn't own this man, that's not a case of Nesina Baal Korcho. Nesina Baal Korcho is losing something yours. The man isn't hers. So the fact that the man can give a woman a get Baal Korcho doesn't prove that. Normally you can give Baal Korcho. Normally give Baal Korcho is even when the person is losing something that's his. But here she's not losing something that's hers. So you say something, let's say the same thing over here. You can't say that the Baal is not Naaman al Get like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, because of Hoidas Baal Din. Because he's Chav to the woman. He's disadvantaging the woman because he's making her lose her mizonos. Why not? Because Be'emes, Bedinu Mafsida. Logic dictates, justice dictates, rather, that he has every right to make her lose her mizonos because he's not Meshubba to the woman. She doesn't own him. The Torah gave the husband a schus to be misalik from himself, this shibud, that he has to support this woman whenever he wants. And it's not chav la'achrini that he shouldn't be believed and he shouldn't be trusted and he shouldn't be molde hodas baldin, that, like the Gemara says, hodas baldin you don't say when it's chav la'achrini, but here it's not any chav la'achrini. Can't say it's chav la'achrini that he's chav to her. He's disadvantaging her. What, she owns him? He just misalik the shibud. And the Torah gave him that schus to be misalik to remove this shibud that he has on him. And you can't be magbil his koyach besila kashibud because the husband isn't coming to the woman. And that the Tosa says that get is chav la'acharini because asr la'akoyin. What this means is that he's making a chov to the koyin that she becomes asr to him. And that's a new Isser that's mischadish through the get. And you can't compare that to Silu Kashibud Me'ala Baal. Silu Kashibud Me'ala Baal, he has every right to be misal like the Shibud. But does he have every right to asser her to a coin? By giving her the get, she's going to come asser to the coin. But then again, what about the Svara we said before? Before we said a Svara that anyway, she was usher to a coin. When they were married, she was usher to a coin. What's this get doing? But at least we understand why the husband should be believed and we should accept the get that he gives her without Edim, even though there's a chov that mafsid la mizonoseha, but he has every right. He has every right to do so. So when it comes to shliach, yachol lachzor bo, because he's making her lose her mizonos. But you can't, so therefore it's a chov and ein chov la de'ala b'fanav. Seder. But you can't deny him his rights bechlal to divorce her because he's chav that she loses her mizonos. He has every right to make her lose her mizonos, and therefore Tosva says, no, there's a different vort. Asr la'koin. That Tosa says the chav la'acharini that's going to prevent him
possibly from getting divorced again without Edom. But the Chavla Achrini of Mizonos, what's the problem there? Can't deny him his right to remove this shibud from himself. So therefore he's Naaman. Therefore he's Naaman, even if you don't have Edom. The husband should be Naaman on the get. In the Ketzos HaChoshen, in Siman Aleph, Sif Katan Vav, he writes that the Adon is not Naaman to say, Shehotzi Shein Avdo V'yotze L'cheiros, because he's Chav La'achrini. The Adon is not believed to say that he took out the tooth of his Eved and he went free. Why isn't he believed? Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami, the answer is, because he's Chav La'achrini. Because he's assering the Eved on the Shifcha. He's assering the Eved on a Shifcha. Now that you're free, you can't marry a Shifcha anymore. Like Tosu says that Get is Chav, says the Ktos. The Tosu says that Get is Chav Lachrini Dos Lachoin. So to Asur Eved al Shifcha, it's also Chav Lachrini. The Nesivas HaMishpat writes in Sif Katan Hey that he was Torah B'Dabra Pasha, Devadei Ve'Eved. We pass him that it's a schus sheyetzei l'cheres. Masha'en came begrusha. Grusha, we see that it's a chov. Like it says in Gittin Yod Aleph Amid Beis, that it's a chov because she loses her mizonos. So how can you tell me that an eved is a chov? Eved's a schus. But there's a kasha on the nesivas because Tosis in Gittin, Dalet Amid Aleph, didn't write that get is chav la'achrini, like the Mishnah and Gittin, because mafsid la mizone, but rather because get is a chov that he asks her to a kohen, because the chov is on the kohen, like the Meshovev says back. So the Nesivus wonders on the Ktsos. He says, "What are you talking about? Grush is a chov because of what it says in Gittin Yod Aleph Amid Beis." Yeah, but what about the Tosis and of Dalet, who says a different chov, not the chov of mafsid lamizone, but the chov of asking her to a coin? And we already explained that he's mafsid her mizonos, he has every right to do, because he could be misalik from himself, a shibud. So we have to better understand why the Gemara says that it's a chov. It doesn't seem to be a chov. The Ritva says another reason. The Mahani beget because of Ksav Yado and Ve'en Alav Eidim, because it says V'Kosav La Mashma Afilu Hu Ba'atzma. So writes the Rashi in Kiddushin. Nemuka Yosef and Yivam Islamet Amit Beis says V'Kosav Yod, his Ksav Yado is enough. The question is, how is it possible to learn from V'kosavla? It's mashma that he writes V'ksav yado, it's effective. Tos says in Gittin Chaf Beis Amit Beis that Dibar Maschil V'ha, that we don't require Shlichus B'ksivus HaGet, because the word V'kosav is not referring to the Baal, it's referring to the Sofer. So to write Tos and Erevin Yidkim L'Amin Aleph, so if so, how can we learn from V'kosav the Mahani K'sivus Atzmo? V'kosav is not referring to the Baal himself. V'kosav is anybody. V'kosav mishi yiyya. What, so when the Sofer writes, we're not going to require Edom? It's not true. K'sav Sofer ve'ed echad, havlat kosher. Meaning if you have the Sofer writes in someone else, The Vlad is kosher because you have two altogether, but the Ksav Sofer itself is not okay. So you need Eidim. So you need Eidim for the Sofer, so you should also need Eidim when the Baal writes. So it would appear that the Tosfos in Gittin HaTes Amud Beis, that get that signed by Goyim is puzzle because they're not B'nai Shlichus, because Ein Shlichus La'akum. And from the fact that we require Shiyomer L'Sofer Lichtov Ve'edim Chaselmo, it's mashma that we require Shlichus and Ein Shlichus La'akum. And therefore, get Shechos Meim Akum or Puzzle. You need Shlichos because you have to tell the Sofer to write and the Eidim to sign. The Pri Chodesh and Eben Ezer, beginning of Simon, Kav Kuf Chav, says that this Tosis, Kitten Tes Amid Beis, is so to the Tosis on Chav Beis Amid Beis, that we don't require Shlichos B'Ksivas Haget, because the B'Kasav is not referring to the Baal. Referring to the Sofer. The husband doesn't have to write it, anybody can write it. There's no Shlichus. However, the Chasim Sofer in Gittin Chav Beis Amid Beis writes that Tosfos says that Vekasav is referring to the Sofer only according to Rabbi Elazar. But according to Rabbi Meir, who says that Vekasav is the Chasima, it says Vekasav, but it's referring to the husband. And Mimela, the husband's writing is like the Chasima, since it's nicker that it's Ksivas Yad HaBaal. And if so, if the Eidim sign, the Eidim are the Shluchim of the Baal. So even if, according to Rebbe Elazar, you don't need Shluchos B'Ksiva, anybody can write, nevertheless, according to Rebbe Meir, you need Shluchos B'Chasimas Eidim. So you need shlichus. Either the husband is writing, or he's sending Eidim to sign. Because the v'chosav is the v'chosam. So you need shlichus for chasimus Eidim. Ayin Sham and the Chasim Sofer. So based on this, we can understand the Rishonim, that why did we get Bahani Ksav Yadol? Because Eres HaKosav says V'Kosav Menasan, says Mashmat's enough. So even though the V'Kosav is not referring to the Bailim, but according to Rabbi Meir, who says V'Kosav is V'Chosam, it is referring to the Bailim. Because the Ksiva of the Baal is like a chasima. The ksiva of the Baal, according to the Chasim Sofer, we could say, is like a chasima. So again, the Chasim Sofer says that according to Rabbi Meir, you require shlichus, you require shlichus for the writing of the get. Because when it says v'kasav in the Torah, it's referring to the writing of the husband. So if someone else, the husband writes it, it's a kosher get, and the ksiva is the chasima, so if someone else wants to sign it, then you need to be sent by the husband. So if the husband writes it himself, so there's no bigger chasima than the ksav yad of the Baal. That's the biggest proof that the Baal wants this, that the Baal is involved. And if the Baal isn't doing it, then he has to send other people to do it. But definitely his ksav yad works. And it's only according to Rabbi Lazar that V'Kasav is referring to the Sofer. You don't require Shlichus. The Then, according to him, we have no reason to believe that that we're matir the Baal to write the get. And we say it's a kosher get when the Baal writes it. It's not. It says in the Torah of Kosav, it's referring to the sofer. And you need to aid him. Plus you need aid him. But if the husband writes it, but if you hold like Rav Meir, all day de chasima karsi, and therefore when it says in the Torah, the kosav, what does it mean? It means v'chasam. Because the Torah is telling you how to make a kosher get with chasimas. So if the husband writes it himself, that's the best chasima. And if he doesn't, then he has to appoint shlichim, but he can write it himself. And it's only according to Rabbi Lazar that Ede Mesira Karsi, and therefore the Vakasav in the Torah is referring to the Sofer, he writes it, but that's not what makes the get a kosher get, it's the Ede Mesira. So according to him, shlichus isn't necessary, and the husband himself writes it, can't be a kosher get, because it says in the Torah of a kosev it's referring to the sofer. So how is just the husband alone making it a kosher get? What about the Eidim? What about the Eidim Asira? So now we understand why Ksav Yadu helps. Gzeiros HaKosav. The Kosav is referring to the Baal. The Ritva writes another reason, in the name of his Rebbe's Rebbe, why does Ksav Yadu help? Because Ksav Yadu is Kamei Eidim Tami. And even though Ritva Rebbe's Mishnayim, doesn't matter. It's Mashma that Ksav Yadu Dino Kei Eidim. It's like 100 witnesses. We see in Kedushin Samachay Omid Beis that if it's Chav Lachrini, Hadas Baal Din doesn't help, and in Gerishin there's a Chav Lachrini, you're asking her to a Kohen? And the answer is like we said before, that you can argue and say that there is no Chav Lachrini by Gerishin, because anyway she was asked to a Kohen. So therefore it's not considered Chav Lachrini, and Hodas Baal Din is Kamei Eidim Tami, and therefore it's a kosher get Ksav Yado. Another possibility of how it works without Eidim is because of Ksav Yado, is because according to the Rif and Gittin Pei Vav, even according to Rabbi Lazar, that Eidei Mesira Karsi, we don't need Eidei Mesira when they're Eidei Chasima. And the reason is because if she is holding a get that have Eidei Chasima on it, how did she get it? It's a kosher get, but how did she get it? So it must be that it was Nimser. You have Eidei Chasima, they make it into a kosher get. It's a kosher get. And how did she get it? So if you don't have Eidei Chasima, you just have Eidei Mesira, that's enough according to Rabbi Lazar. But if you don't have Eidei Mesira, you just have Eidei Chasima, that's also enough according to Rabbi Lazar. Why? Because there was clearly a Mesira here. The very fact that she has it proves that there was a Mesira. So So Mela, when it's written B'ksav Yadu Shel HaBaal, so that's like the chasim of the Baal. And the fact that she has it, is enough to make it a kosher get. The Ran says in Kiddushin, in the name of the Ramban, the Daf Kiddushi Kesef Biyud Lomani Bilosad, the only Kiddushi Kesef and Biyud don't work without Eidim. Avo Kiddushi Kotch Kitchab Shtar Shik Savyad Shuk Savyad Ho, Alvishen Elab Eidim Mahani, but Shtar Savyad without Eidim works. Why? The Kishim Otsiyasu Kiliyash Eidim Bedover Dami, because when she takes it out, it's like there are Eidim. Because according to us, we don't require, we possibly require Lazar, Eidim Asira Karsi. We don't require Eidim Asira. If a Gerishin Ami, Alpi Shav the Erev, Mahani with the Ebed, even the Gerishin Tabi Erev works with the Ebed. The Kasav Xad, the Adven Allah, the Eidim Achad Shal Shakat, and Shin is the Vlad Kasher. Vachinam and Kishish Star Kazem Kudeshis. So here he's talking about Kedushay Star. Kedushay Star works. Even without Edom. Why does Kedusha start working without Edom? Because Kedusha Ged works even without Edom. Since the Shtar is Yotze Mitachas Yada, it's like their Edom is Sira. So here we have Edom is Sira. So that works according to Rebbe Lozer. So how do we know the husband wrote the get? Because it's Ksav Yado. And Adas Baldin Kame Edim Dami. And what about Ein Dover Shever B'Pachas Mishnayim? The answer is, if she has it, it must be that he gave it to her. So it turns out then that you have Eidei Chasim and Eidei Mesira. Everything is cool. You have your two witnesses, the very fact that she's holding it, is as if he had given it to her in front of two Edim. How else did she get it? And I, maybe Stam, somebody else gave it to her. The answer is Ksav Yado. And therefore, from the fact that it's Ksav Yado, you know that it's a good shtar. There's no greater chasima than his writing. So you have both. Al Kopanim, this is a very, very deep sugya, and we have Yirat Hashem, hopefully a lot more to say about it. Just giving some thoughts, and Shbizoch Alomo Delam Elishma Vasa Kams Kol Devei Sanatoros Avi Ava Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sweetest and Most Beloved Friends.